One of the most difficult assignments today is to be a middle school female and deal with the pecking order and everything that goes on in middle school. One of the great cushions today is the family, most specifically the dad, helping his daughter know she's valuable without performance.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J, and this week we're talking about fathers and daughters and that relationship that goes on. Yesterday, we talked about helping your daughter embrace her femininity, and you were sharing about how you really wanted your daughter to enjoy being a woman, enjoy being female.
Yeah, but I didn't know I wanted that initially. I really didn't get it at all, and it was Rosemary. With the birth of our first child, which was a daughter, I was terrified that it was a daughter. And Rosemary helped me explore the terrified, helping me understand that the things a daughter can do, though they that are sin or wrong, though they may be more physically evident, are the same sins that the son can do. Mm-hmm. And we need to invest in both of them separately. And Rosemary and I sitting and spending time together helped me. I know how to go throw a ball with my son. I'm not sure what you do with a daughter. And first discovering whether that was her, whether softball was her or soccer was her. And discovering those things about her. But think about it today for a girl. What do we lift up as a role model for a high school girl or a middle school girl today? It's very different being a female today.
And everything just spans the gamut. I mean, you're either really beautiful and a superstar, you know, with extremely tight clothes, or very athletic, which, you know, if, like you said yesterday too, if you don't have a knack for that, what's the in between? Well, then you have the super duper coupon clipper mom, you know? Okay, well, that's a goal I can kind of, you know, let me be a loving person, or the super hard worker who just gets a million degrees and does great in her career. So, you know, there are things to shoot for, but is that really what femininity is all about?
Well, it's interesting because everything you defined, you were defining what our world would say is success. Mm-hmm. And success is not outcome-based, but the world wants us to believe it's outcome-based. It's the whole reason Jesus put, that I believe, the disciples in the boat. And he put them in the boat right after they'd fed the 5,000. And right before they fed the 5,000, they went out in twos and performed miracles and came back for the download. And they were blown away. I think when he sent them out in twos, I think they were probably terrified. And then they came back and they're blown away and he's downloading with them and people show up and they feed the 5,000. Which they have to be shocked. They're not even looking in the baskets. This isn't going to work. And it says immediately after that, you know, I think it's in Mark chapter 9, he puts them in the boat and sends them out. And they run into a storm. And, you know, you're doing what Jesus wants you to do. You thought, he said, go to the other side. We're trying to go to the other side and we hit a storm. And I think he's trying to teach them that I'm going to give you some destinations, but the destinations are just the means to the journey. I want you to do this journey with me. What's happened today? And so they hit the storm. They're a mess and they're screaming and he comes walking on water to rescue them and sits there and just wanting them to see you failed the test, not because you didn't get to the other side, but you didn't trust me in this. Mm. But we thought anything you tell us to do, we thought it was going to be easy. We get to the other, you know, you told us to do it. We're doing it. We should get there. No, I gave you a destination to get you on a journey I wanted you on. And I'm sure little Joseph ran from Potiphar's wife for 11 years and thought I'm doing the right thing. Good things will happen. No, he went to prison for 2.5 years, but it facilitated his future. Mm-hmm. I think we have given girls, especially today, really the wrong goals to shoot for. And their role models on television or in any forms of media with the tightest clothes possible. Okay, so what I really need is a body. And if I don't have a body, could somebody help me medically enhance my body? And I think there was one year in, I believe it was in Southern California, where the number one graduation gift for high school senior girls was breast implants.
Oh, my goodness.
And so that's the goal. And yet, wait a minute, I'm fearfully and awesomely and wonderfully made. Shouldn't I be embracing what God's done for me? Mm-hmm. But the goal is either physical beauty. Everything is this performance thing, or how well I do at sports, or how well I do academically, or, you know, and for that's like 3% of us, and the rest that are normal, average people, then how well I perform for, let me see, my boyfriend, and how tightly and how provocative my clothes are. We haven't given little girls a lot of venues here, but we haven't given them, we haven't faced them off in the right direction. So then you send them off to middle school, which is brutal, and little girls, I mean, your gender is really nasty. I got to tell you. How many times?
I'll agree with that.
Yeah, good. I'm glad I'm a distance from you across this table, but
my
yes.
arms don't reach to the other side.
Yes, thank you. Watching the little girls, our boys don't get off the bus crying because somebody said something to them. Our girls get out of the van crying because somebody said something to them and took them out completely. Mm-hmm. What part do I play in that? As a dad, especially, I have the opportunity of letting her know when your behavior is unacceptable be a consequence, but that doesn't mean you're not precious and valuable to me. Mm-hmm. You're awesomely valuable to me. In fact, the loudest you're going to hear me cheer is effort. You know, not the end game, not the soccer goal, not even the grades. Effort, 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 effort. We got a letter yesterday from a family thanking us for their daughter that was here in at Sheridan House in 2004, I think the letter was. And she was here at Sheridan House, and she'd had some real challenges before she got here. And she was here for a reason. And she stayed with us for 14 months, did a phenomenal job, then went back to finish middle school and high school. Phenomenal job. She's finishing up at the University of Florida right now with a pre-med degree. And in 2013, she'll be in medical school. And at the end of the day, we helped her know it wasn't about the performance. It was all about the effort. And then God has a plan for you. I don't care what those people said to you in middle school. And I know that was painful for you. And I'm sorry you had to endure that. But I want to help you know where you get your self-esteem. It's not from your body. It's not from your performance. It's that you were created in the image of God. Well, what does that mean? I don't get that. And that begins with a dad relationship where dad loves you regardless. Mm-hmm. And a child has to choose slowly over a period of time. If the discipline is done properly without the withdrawal of love and without yelling and screaming, and if there is, to go back and apologize and say, honey, I'm very sorry that I raised my voice. That was my bad. Terribly inappropriate. I'm sorry. Will you forgive me? Yeah, does that mean I still have to go to bed early? Yes, you have to go to bed early, but I apologize for what I said, the way I said it. I'm very sorry. I love you. And when that girl feels the most unloved, generally is the time that you want to love her the least because she's moody and she's going through all these things. And I've got to realize this is the ultimate sale I need to make. I need to help this child know she's awesome. Mm-hmm. And she's valuable.
And you say that to a parent of a tween or even a teenager, or even a younger girl who has learned her marvelous manipulation techniques, and you just want to not be very nice back, or at least just stay silent so you don't say anything you're going to regret. But the whole thing of not being performance-based, too, it's also those little comments that you make, too. Honey, the clothes are too tight. You don't need to wear that. Mm-hmm. You're beautiful regardless. Right. Right? Okay, you didn't win the soccer game. It's okay. You tried your best. You know, little comments like that at least I remember growing up, but sometimes we don't say those things enough. And we just try to comfort because they didn't make the performance.
Or we make excuses, which says, okay, so you really did come here to see me win rather than see me try. It's really, really important, especially for a daughter, because the venues are set up for her to go some weird directions. And watching the provocativeness of her female role models, our cultural role, the Madonna role models on the air and all these other places, where she is, that what I'm shooting for? Is that the goal? Or my mom went out and my mom just got breast implants. I guess that's the goal in all of this. And helping her understand her beauty, and this is almost impossible. Her beauty is not an outward beauty. But what we don't want to do is conform to the pattern of this culture. Mm-hmm. What we don't want to do is, as a dad, only say to her, you're gorgeous, you're beautiful. We want to enhance and lift up and affirm her effort and her character.
Now, isn't that kind of hard for dads, though, sometimes? Because you kind of have the way that you'd like to see your wife sometimes. You know, I like your hair straight instead of curly, or little preferences like that. So you tell your wife, but then you're supposed to be completely unconditional with your daughter, too. And you are, because she's your daughter. But then how do you merge those two also? I'm expecting something from my wife, but then I shouldn't from my daughter when she grows up, too.
Well, I think there's a great opportunity there to be a role model. When Rosemary and I would go away, when Tori was home and in high school, and Rosemary and I would go away, and Rosemary's parents would come in on a Wednesday, and then we'd catch a flight usually on a Friday morning and come back Saturday. Saturday night and we'd go away speak. And there would be so many times when Rosemary would be packing for this trip and we're staying in a hotel and showing Rosemary the, you know, the great nightgown that, that she's taking on. The, I mean, showing
Tori. How old was Tori again?
Tori was probably 13, 14, 15, 16 in that. Showing, and Rosemary would be showing her that. And they really watching this bonding of, you know, and this is what a wife, you know, it's fun being a wife. It's very fun because, wow, all bets are off. It's just
and that's
awesome.
A mother-daughter relationship.
Yeah,
that's
a great mother-daughter. And I think that she needs to see me show my wife affection. And I think she needs to see me, you know, go get flowers for my wife. And I think she needs to hear me talk about how beautiful mom is. But she also needs to hear me lift up. And, you know, mom was a 4.0 all through graduate school. And even at that, when one meet a mom was her character. Mm-hmm. I realized, wow, that's the kind of person I want to marry. Because I realized she really believed what she really believed. And the process of a dad, and we'll talk about this another day, of creating a role model for this girl to start looking towards out there. The process is helping her do whatever it takes to help her know you're a precious without performance. You are valuable and beautiful without performance. There's nothing you can do to get me to love you more. There's nothing you can do to get me to love you less. I love you. Mm. And that's why we're spending time together. And, you know, when Tori would say, and we would have breakfast on Wednesday morning, I'd alternate with the kids, and Tori would do a little practice on Tuesday night. Do we have to do our breakfast tomorrow? I mean, I don't know that I want to get up early. And I'd have to say things like, you know what, Tori, I don't just do this for you. I do this for me. I really look forward to this breakfast. And I'm thinking in my heart, am I lying? I'm kind of lying. But getting there and not getting drawn into an argument and not getting, you know what, forget this. Just forget this whole thing. And giving her time because time is so precious and helping her feel, you know, Dad really actually wanted my opinion on that. And I know he disagreed with me by what he said, but he didn't. I was allowed to have an opinion. Mm-hmm. We're developing a person in there who happens to be a female. And she has to see that she's more than an emerging body who can perform for boys, and that she's not a performer. She's a person. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of like you have a baby and the baby does nothing of value around the house and the baby smells up the house regularly and there's grotesque things that have to be done with that baby, but you can't love the baby any more or any less. You just adore the baby. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden something happens where we become performance oriented parents. Mm-hmm. And when they don't perform well, they sense we love them less. We've got to stop that. And when they learn from television that we need to turn off to begin with, or people out there that this is how you get attention, you spray paint your clothes on, and mom needs to set that example. Mm-hmm. And dad needs to set the example also by what that little girl doesn't see dad watching these women walk by. That's not what godly men do. We're in the process of teaching our daughters how valuable they are without performance. We've got to give them time. We've got to listen to them. And we've got to value an opinion. And if your daughter's like mine, a barbarian, there are times when I would almost think, is she just trying to think through what opinion on this particular thing would irritate me? Because that's the one she's coming out with. And, you know, well, why is that wrong? And why is there a law against that? And I know other times she didn't really care. She just wanted to be contrary, which was really valuable because it made her think, let me tell you my opinion, but let me also tell you what the Bible says.
She probably remembered things a lot more just taking the opposite stance.
It was just great. And our problem is we don't have a lot of time, and so we don't go through those. And no one sets apart some time and saying, our dinner date is next Tuesday night. It's my turn to pick, and so we're going to need to dress up a little bit. I'm picking such and such. We don't do that, and we wonder why they don't get it. We wonder why they don't understand how to go on a date. We wonder why they don't understand how to be treated. Mm-hmm. And why they don't feel valuable and why they're reticent to even have relationships. So they cop out and go to the cyber world where they can shut it down in a second, and they're dangerous relationships. Yeah. And some of those there. Dad's job is to make her feel precious, awesome, and valuable. Dad's job is to have a plan in place for unacceptable behavior. But dad's job is to let her know, win or lose, C or A, I couldn't love you anymore. I love you totally and completely. You are awesome. And here's the hard part. It's a 20 or 30 year job. And they do everything in their power to act like they don't get it. And they do everything in their power to make believe that they don't even want to be there. And you only find out when they're in their 30s how precious those times were. But you don't do it to hear an attaboy from the children. You do it because your father's given you this assignment with the children. And you invest in their lives the time and the listening ear and the contact and the affirmation.
You've been listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J, and we're going to continue this topic on fathers and daughters tomorrow. If you want to find out more about Sheridan House Family Ministries, all that the ministry offers, counseling-wise, boys and girls homes, ministries to single moms, even a lot of resources that will benefit the ministry too, you can purchase those and check them out online at shfm.org. And to hear this program again, share it on Facebook, even listen to it online, live, you can do that at parentingtoday.org. We hope you'll join us tomorrow for more on this topic of fathers and daughters here on Parenting Today.